Good afternoon.
Oh, I think we got cut off.
No. I just got a lead generation company on the phone. He's trying to give me a lead. I'm just trying to write it down. Just give me one second.
Oh, I'll wait for you. No problem.
All right. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
I am so sorry. I know
you're
okay,
Saul. No problem.
This is a company that we dealt with them before. It was first time, you know, and we told them we do every company for a month.
Okay.
And then we figured so when they're like, oh, well, you got to sign a contract for a year. Sorry, we can't work with you today. Oh, 3 months? We can't work with you today. You know, we don't commit until we know that we're getting our ROI. And the reason why we do that is because we're giving money away. We can't afford to. We can't give you money to them. It's only one. So the only way we keep you both on board is by not signing contracts and see if it brings back our line. Then there's a reason. Then you are no longer an expense. You are part of the team.
Exactly. Exactly.
So right now, everybody's an expense until they become a part of the team. The only way to be a part of the team is to actually save us money or make us money. So in your case, you guys make us money.
Yeah,
you know,
I always tell people
leads.
Yep, but that when those companies start asking for an annual contract, That's a trap, because then you could be stuck with them for 6 months and they're not doing anything, and you know, you're kind of stuck with them. So you're smart to, you know, kind of say, I'll try it out on a monthly basis. And you know, when they start asking you for a year agreement, that's when you kind of say, no, thank you. That's a good move on your part. And it's such a refreshing to speak to someone like you too, Saul, because you have such a good marketing sense, which is awesome. So one thing I was saying when we got you put me on hold, but I thought we got cut off. Thank you. You're already aware that your mailbox is full and that's getting fixed, so that's awesome. Secondly, is the reason you've gotten calls off of Google, even though you had to redo that video verification, is because of that extra batch of $300 of paid ads. So right now, when we get the payment up to speed, you're getting another fresh batch of ads. So those are going to continue throughout that re-verification process. And with this program, you're getting the best of both worlds, because you're targeting Buffalo, Niagara Falls, surrounding areas that you're wanting the ads to run, but also you're creating the most dominant internet presence locally in Rochester and the surrounding areas on the Google Maps, right? So the one piece of the puzzle that I don't see that you have on your campaign is the Google Guaranteed, but it is available in your area. So I want to explain to you how it works. Your license and insurance.
I'm pretty sure how it works.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure how it works. We were vetted by you guys. Well, told by you guys how it works.
Okay.
Ago, but then during the conversation and the purchase, they saw something and said, "Listen, not for nothing, we think you should just run regular ads for right now. Just run regular ads for right now until your presence. Something about our Google page." You know, so we're on the press too, because we're like that. We're paying for SEO, but we're not verified. I
call
my website,
and
they're like, you know, so we're like, why pay for something that they can't really do a full job on? So I explained to Alex, I said, listen, but we still got calls. And our rule is really simple. If it brings us money, we stick with it. Even if we know that, so those other companies we didn't hire because we can't do the verification, because the verification, we keep doing it. And it just failed. There's even a website company, and I think that's probably what it was. We were going to get rid of the old website company and start a whole new website. But
they
just couldn't figure out the website, like our vision of the website. We have tigers. They have metallic cybernetic bodies on our trucks. You know, we have a new emblem. You know, we wanted all that kind of integrated on our website. We don't do metal roofing. The video that looks beautiful on our website is all metal roofs. So we got customers, hey, I want that roof on your video. We don't do those roofs as beautiful as they are. You know, so it's kind of like they're not branding us right. And their name is literally Brad Rep. You know, so it's So when we met you guys, we didn't jump on you guys right away. We paid them a yearly subscription, which is why we don't do that anymore. And her, also them, were getting rid of because they want a yearly subscription. So we went with Acorn Finance, which actually doesn't charge us to, you know, give our customers a loan. Way better than what HERF is doing right now. So, you know, we're whittling out what we don't need anymore and then just working with people for a month. You guys, although right now the rule would state that we shouldn't work with you anymore because of the verification, it's not your fault. It's just until we get our ducks in a row, maybe we shouldn't be paying for something that's not going to work. Because I have a few customers that said they found us on Google. That just changed.
Yeah, that's through those ads. So that's awesome. So let's get the payment up to speed. My only question, Saul, would be for that business card, is it the Somerset Lane for the billing address or is it the other address for billing?
No, it's the other address you're going to still use. We have
so give it to me one more time just so I don't have to go back to the other.
I haven't given it to you yet.
Oh, okay. Because we have one in Spencerport also, which is tied into the business, but the one for the billing is tied into the Somerset one, right?
No. Anything that you got to send, kind of like correspondence, we want Somerset Lane to be a presence of our business. We have three what we call offices, right? They're not offices, but we call them locations. So Spencerport is where this place was created.
Okay.
Made it in a barn in a backyard, right?
I love it.
The equipment's still in there. The equipment's still in there. And the owner lives there, right?
Okay.
We have two other areas in Rochester that we don't want to kind of advertise right now. They're not stores. They're just other areas we use. There's a certain area where our guys play every Sunday. They play volley every Sunday, and we invite other companies to come over and play with us, have some dinner, barbecues. And, you know, they're Rochester companies. The Buffalo companies don't like us too much.
I see.
We sell too cheap. We sell too cheap. So anyway,
the East Somerset Lane, everything's promoted for the business.
It's a mobile office. We have a van.
Got it.
It has equipment in it. And it has, I run the office out of that van and my own home. That's where I live.
Oh, perfect. Mobile office.
Yeah,
okay.
I have this property and I have another one in Riverside, which we use for storage. So Riverside is also in Buffalo. You know, I got Amherst, we got Buffalo, and then we got Spencerport.
For Google reasons, what?
For Google reasons, if it matters, and it shouldn't, because our addresses shouldn't be visible, especially where we live, you know?
Yeah. That's what Google does for home-based businesses. They'll hide it.
We just want people to know that we're at three different locations at any time, any given time.
Okay.
Right? We do about three roofs a day. That's more than any contractor in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yes, and it's not always three a day. It'll be like two a day and then a whole bunch of service calls for one truck or just a whole bunch of service calls all day for three trucks, you know, but there's either a contractor we're working for or an actual direct client.
Okay. So aside from the business and how it's being promoted on Google, what is the billing address for the new card just so that it'll match when I put it in?
It will be the 5579 West Ridge Road. It always will be that.
5579 West what?
West Ridge Road.
West Ridge Road. Okay. I have that on the other screen. I just didn't want to go back because then I'd lose this billing page. And then what's the zip code?
14559. I'm just trying to find you the number. I got to really get a screenshot of this thing.
I'm ready for the card number whenever you are. But I'm assuming this one has the business name on it, or does it have your name or both?
I think it just has Segundo's name on it. You don't have his name? Segundo Pumaquiza.
Oh, okay. you might have to spell it. Segundo
It's all right.
I got that. But what?
She is in Edwin. She is in George. U is in Umbrella. Nancy. George,
David.
Oscar.
Oh, George, Oscar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Segundo.
David,
S-E-G-U-N-D-O.
Oscar.
S-E-G-U-N-D-O.
Okay, that's what I have. Segundo. And then it was the last name that I probably...
Pumaquiza, the even harder one, okay? P as in Peter, Oscar, Mary, Apple, Quincy, Umbrella, Ingrid. What is it? Z-O, Zebra, Oscar.
Okay. Thank you for spelling that. Boy,
Zebra A, Apple.
Zebra
A.
Zebra A. Let me fix that. Pumaquiza, correct?
That's correct.
Got it. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Card number is 5449.
Okay.
2728.
Okay.
2710.
Okay.
1349. The only person who shares this card with you is Roof Reach. So it's
okay. And then what's the expiration?
The card and we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
0329.
And the code?
506.
506. Okay. Now, are we authorized to use this card on behalf of the business? Just because it's in Segundo's name, I don't know if I have
Segundo owns the business.
Okay.
I'd be under DGJ Brothers as well.
Okay. Let me just double check something here. Okay. So as the owner, I'm going to add him as an authorized user on the account.
He is definitely an authorized user. When
is
you call
he available
him, you gotta
just
call him
so...
in Spanish.
Oh, it's Spanish. Okay, so what's his phone number?
It's 585-532-0120.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, we had the card for a while. We're just busy. I already put you on hold like five times. I've gotten 10 calls since I've been on the phone with you.
Wow. Okay. So I wanted to tell you that The Google guaranteed, I think the reason they didn't start it before when they mentioned it to you is at that point, perhaps the Google listing was not verified. Right now, I see that it's verified and you have 2 5-star ratings on it. Okay. So I don't see any reason why you guys would not pass that background check. Google usually wants to see a verified listing with 5 reviews, but I can send you a review generator email and you can get those other 3 knocked out in no problem. Because the background check verification process typically takes 4 to 8 weeks. So within that 4 to 8 weeks, you have plenty of time to get those 5 reviews. But you guys are licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, okay.
Well, we just, in the review, we just put our licenses on there.
Okay, that's
so
okay. The only reason I'm
video
asking
showing everything, the truck,
is,
the,
yes, but
the
that's
barn,
the verification
the
for the local Google business. With this, it's actually a third-party company that does a background check, and they go in deep. They'll check for felonies, misdemeanors.
Did you tell me the name of that company?
Let me look here. There, we use a couple of different sources. One's Pinkerton. I know that, but let me check the other one.
One is which? One?
Pinkerton. But again, you don't have this part yet, but if you wanted to upgrade to it and pay the $250 application fee, then I'd send you the application and one of those third party companies is going to be, in communication with you. So
no, right now
I got
a third party company now that claims
it's Pinkerton
that
or Evident ID. Those are the third parties. Who's the third party that's claiming to be?
They claim to be the ones that started Google Guarantee, Surefire.
Surefire. I haven't heard of
them. They have a hell of a program. I mean, they do all kinds of stuff, and I'm like, listen, I'm with Local Flash. They didn't talk good about you guys, which is why I didn't sign with them. I said, listen, you know, we got a thing about people bad-mouthing people. We don't do it as roofers. So, you know, just
that's funny that you say that, because I always tell people that. I always say, look, I'm not one to speak negatively about another company. It's just a matter of ethics, you know. But sometimes I'll say if they mention a name, oh, well, that's one, and I haven't really heard anything favorable about it, but I leave it at that. I'm not going to sit and...
Yeah, no, I mean, if it's something that, you know, everybody got what they got, you know, you could just say, well, we don't do that, you know.
Right,
you know,
right.
Or I'm sorry, it just, you know, just looks this way. You know, I'm sorry. You know, you don't... And I'll tell you why. I go to your house, right? And I see something off. Obviously, you call me for a reason.
Right.
You call me because you need your roof done. You want it done. You don't like the way it looks anymore. Whatever the reason is. You got a leak. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, well, the guy who did this all wrong. What
if
right.
Your dad?
Right.
Or your husband,
exactly. Right? Or your brother, your friend.
Yeah. Now you're insulting them.
Yes. And, oh,
yes.
But they did it. And they worked pretty hard at it. And it just didn't work. And now they're... You know, just their admission by offering somebody else to do it and paying them. You don't do that. You don't. It doesn't matter what happened and why it's like that. What matters is what are you going to do to fix it, and how are you going to get the customer to trust you and know that you're going to fix it right. You know,
right?
You could say what you would have did different. So, well, over here I probably would have did this, but that's all right. We'll take care of it now. We'll make sure it looks like that now.
You're smart.
You know,
yeah, I feel the same way. I feel exactly the same way because those companies that get business by bashing other companies, the problem with that is they're not talking about what they can do for you. They're just talking about what they think someone else did wrong. You know what I mean? But, yeah, so I'm happy that you were smart enough, you know, not to listen to them because Local Splash is one of the very few companies in the nation that has a premier partnership with Google, which means that Google hand-selected us to actually have a support staff on site. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you have that extra support staff available for your business.
Well, I think they were trying to say that they're premier people, too. We get a lot of that, too. You know, everybody says, hey,
yeah,
you know,
but anybody can
Google.
Say it. But we verify it on our website. We have the Google partnership badge with the Premier banner.
Nice.
And when people click on it, it goes to google.com/partners and it shows that Local Splash is a valid Premier partner. And believe me, I've been doing this long enough to see companies out there that put a Google partnership badge on their site. And then when you click on it, nothing happens because they're not a partner. They just did a copy and paste and they stole a badge from someone and they put it on their site. You know what I mean? So yeah, be
yeah.
You know, very careful with companies that do that. But on a second note, the reason it's called Google Guaranteed Sell is that once you guys would pass the background check, we're knocking them out closer to the four-week mark, by the way, just because it's a newer program, you know, so we're getting them done very quickly. And so once you pass that, it's a pay-per-lead program, and how it would differ from the pay-per-leads that you've tried in the past is those other pay-per-lead companies will typically sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive. With this, it's an exclusive lead that Google would send only to you, right? And because at that point you passed the background check, Google will also guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So they provide insurance. So let's say, you know, in business, there's always that one client somewhere along the road that, you know, you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. So if you did a ton of work for someone and they wanted, you know, their money back, Google would get involved, and if it's a valid claim, they would refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So with that being said, all it costs for us to do the program for you is that one-time $250 background check. We could get that going today if you wanted to. And then once you pass the background check, it's a pay-per-lead program where it's only $44.
My guy's not actually a citizen. He's legitimate, don't get me wrong, but there's no social there. You know how that works? It's like a TIN number. Is what he has. I'm the one with the social. With some of the things in the business, I don't mind putting my social, but I'm afraid that Google will say, well, you don't actually own the company.
I see.
I do, just not on corporation papers. And I don't own the company. I have a percentage.
So Segundo's the one that doesn't have a social, or is it one of the workers?
Segundo doesn't have a social because he's a business owner in America. With a TIN and all that stuff. You know, he's legitimate and everything, but it's not like he runs credit. He doesn't do anything. I can't get him to do his credit. He's like, dude, I don't buy anything in credit. We pay for everything up front. So, like, when you get your roof done, most companies take credit from the distributor, get your roof done, and then after they get paid by you, then they pay Peter that they borrowed from. We don't do the borrow from Peter to pay Paul. We don't do that.
Okay, I get it.
It's bad business, but it's allowed. It's like normal. Lots of contractors will put out a $50,000 bill to a distributor and then just pay it at the end of the month.
Yeah.
What if you don't get paid?
Right.
Now you can't do any more work because you owe that distributor. You know, it's not like your bank just got depleted. No, your bank could be full, but now you can't cover that next big job because you don't have that in the bank, right? You got employees you're paying, bills you're paying, local splash, whoever it is, right? So if we don't take credit, we buy the jobs up front from the distributors, and worst case scenario, the customer decides they don't want to do the job, they always pay at the end. That's why we look at the better areas. We're not worried about getting paid. When you're in Williamsville and the guy has $500,000 or $1 million home, he's paying. You know, just do the job. The guy's going to pay. Don't have your guy smoking pot on the front lawn, you know, and stuff like that, you know, and you'll be fine. But you only have to worry about that kind of thing, you know, in the more lower, you know, income neighborhoods where, you know, the homeowner's going to be like, no, you did this, you did that, I'm not paying you, or something happened and there's a reason they're not paying you. Most of the nice homes, they don't want you around anymore. Just get my roof done and get out of here, you know. So they want to get with you as fast. They're ready to pay you. They just want a good job. They want you to make sure you clean up their, you know, your job when you're done. They don't want to catch a flat on their tire. And they're not going to not pay you if they do get a flat. And that's the difference. In a low-income area, guy gets a flat in his car, or, you know, a piece looks loose the next day. He's like, you know what, guys? I don't like the job. I'm just not paying. Because it's an easy way out. But, you know, after court and all that, you always win, you know, as long as you – show proof you try to fix it and you try to make it better and you never said no, you know, and we never do. We never say no. We did some pipes for a guy the other day. The guys rushed through it. They were doing a whole bunch of jobs. They figured it was just put it up and paint it. But I was very specific that I wanted the pipes painted before they put them up, which means they would have to wait for them to dry, give it a second coat, wait for them to dry because you can't handle it while it's wet. And then, you know, it It had to match the colors of the house, which was three different colors. So these pipes had to be painted in a certain area, you know, certain color, you know, and then put up. So they had to be measured, the painting, everything. And then the, where the spout was, it was also deteriorated the color. So they had to paint the house a little bit too. So they didn't. They just put up the pipes and painted the pipes on the outside. So I'm like,
okay.
God, first thing, we don't do stuff like that. That's half-assed.
Right. That's,
you know,
yeah, definitely.
The language is actually worse, but I'm being nice. but yeah, you know, we are, you know, I'm like, dude, we don't, that's not our work. We are review.
Yeah.
We're a review company. We want reviews.
Yeah.
We literally do the extra stuff for the reviews. The job is normal. Everybody could do the job.
Yeah.
But to get the reviews, if you base your business on reviews, which is how most of these businesses are rated, whether we know it or not, whether we care about reviews or not. Right now, reviews seems to be a big thing. It's been around for a while, and now actually,
of course.
You know, I worked for Buffalo Roofing for a little while.
Yeah.
And in 3 months I worked there, 4 months I worked there. In the first month, I became the manager, one of the managers.
Wow.
I was
really?
A truck helper. I was purposely trying not to be noticed, and one day I brought my personal pickup with equipment on it and stuff to work because I was late. You know, the truck. I usually go to the guy's house because he has a truck. They let you keep your trucks there, you know, while you're working for them. They take trucks home. And I didn't meet the guy when I was supposed to. So he was headed towards the shop. He was like, man, you didn't meet me and I left without you. Just, you know, meet me at the shop. So I came in my personal truck. And while I'm at work, obviously the owner's looking at my truck and looking through the windows and seeing, you know, an electric roofing gun, an electric framing gun. Like, they don't use that stuff. Why do I have that stuff, you know? So
he's noticing
I got a truck, I got a, like a roofing truck sitting right in front of in his parking lot, but no decals or nothing. And he gives me this pad one day and says, I don't want you to get on that truck. I want you to go in your own truck and do what it says in this pad. And give me three sheets. And I went and did it. When I came back, he said, congratulations, you're my new service manager. And I'm going to get you a truck tomorrow. And he went and bought me a brand new Penske truck. I was the only one in the company, the only roofing guy with a yellow truck. With little stickers on the side said Buffalo Roofing. And I did, they have ratings. I didn't know that. You know, I'm not a Facebook person. I wasn't. And one day, a month in, he gives me like $60. And I'm like, what's this for gas? Because he pays for gas. You know, he don't care if you drive it home. He pays. Just bring him your gas receipt so he pays for it. He prefers you to drive his truck with all the, you know, with all the writing on it.
Yeah, for
branding.
I didn't
have all the writing. I had magnets. But that's why he doesn't mind the trucks going home with everybody. Because now you got every area where everybody lives, one of your trucks sitting somewhere. He learned that from the previous owner, and I learned that from him. So, you know, that you could always spread the word one way or the other. Even if you park a truck at the stadium and it gets towed, it doesn't matter. It was the first thing everybody saw and the last thing everybody saw when they left. So that's something I learned from Buffalo Roofing. Even if your truck's going to get towed, just park it there.
Right.
Pay
the
toll. Wow. 20,000 people just saw that truck.
Yeah.
How stupid, how simple, dumb, and kind of irresponsible. But if it's a truck, this truck barely worked. They used to park it at Buffalo Bills Stadium. It would get towed, you know, because it never leaves. It was just sitting there. It gets towed. They pick it up from the tow place, and then they just do it next time again.
Right. Oh, wow.
But 30,000 people saw it on the way in. 30,000 people saw it on the way out. However many people show up to the
You're like, that's worth the tow.
But, you know, whatever. I think you get the gist of it. It's just marketing.
Right.
The guy became a millionaire.
Amazing.
He wasn't giving nobody any deals. You know, actually, the previous owner, the first owner, actually went away. It's the second owner that I actually worked for. The first guy was very good at marketing, but not very good with taxes or something. So I learned a lot from these people. So he gives me the $60, and I asked him, what was this for? And he said, it's because you got three reviews. And I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
He's like, Facebook? I'm like, we're on Facebook? He goes, everybody should be on Facebook. Like, if you're in a business, you better be. You know, so he gives me this money. He says, every time you get a review, you will get $20 in cash.
Right.
So I go in the truck, I buy my helper some lunch. He's like, why are you buying lunch today? I said, apparently Facebook just paid for our lunch. So I didn't even pay for money. You know what I mean? I just shared it with the guy in the truck with me.
Yeah, that's
good. They got an assistant. So now everybody wanted to be my assistant. Usually drivers just keep the money. You know, I got a little popular in Buffalo Roofing for a little while. He started putting me on these projects. And on these projects, sometimes I had to watch our subcontractors. And one of the subcontractors was DGJ Brothers.
Okay.
So when they stopped working with DGJ Brothers and I had stopped working with them, DGJ Brothers reached out to me and said, how do we do what you're doing? What you was doing in the company? How do we do that? Because we got contractors paying our bills. We're making money. We're getting rich. But how do we meet customers? How do we do what you do?
Right.
And they're Spanish, you know?
And
I really liked them. They just did everything I asked. You know, I was like, I like to go up the wall 10 inches. Most companies just do 6. I was like, well, most companies don't care if their customers have ice on their roof for 2 months in a row. Even though they're from Buffalo, they don't care. I said, well, I do. Take you, I'm not sure if my boss does, but I do. So when you're on a roof with me, I need you to go 10 inches up the wall. So that way this customer is not calling me back in the winter and saying, why is my roof leaking? And then I'm the guy they're going to send to go fix it.
Right.
So I don't want
to
fix it. So I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to fix it. So how about you just do it right now? And then me and you are friends.
Right. So, oh, my
And
goodness.
Then we used to have some other groups, actually more American groups. And when I used to get to the roof, they used to sigh. They used to have moans. They're like, not this guy. But when the DJ Brothers saw me, they had smiles on their face. Like, here comes the gringo. And I'm not white. You know what I mean? So it felt good to know that they were, like, you know, funny with me. I could be funny with them. You know, it's a fun group. They're just... You just got to get to know them, and they were very trainable. And they didn't feel a certain way about people, and I don't feel a certain way about them. And I said, you know what? He called me. I said, you know, how about we get you like home advisor? I told him. Like, I'm your friend. He had invited me to his wedding. I wasn't working for him yet. I was just, you know, every now and then he would call me and ask me a question. I would kind of tell him how to do that. I was kind of wanted to do my own thing, you know, and he knew that. So he just kind of gave me some space. And then one day, the home advisor thing, he was like, when you get the calls, can you just tell us what to do? And I was like, you mean like order your materials? He was like, you got a way to do that? And I'm like, yeah, I know the distributor for 20 years. Like, I work for other people. I pick up stuff all the time. I have my own account. He was like, you do? And I was like, I was like, how about we get you an account? Let's get you some more than home advisor. Let's get you some Angie's. Let's get you a website. Because without a website, you don't exist. I said, and then let's get you some business cards. And we just friendly stuff. I was just doing it as a friend. Then he invited me to his wedding. I saw that there was a big contractor there that hires him all the time. Let him have the venue, you know, for his wedding. You know, the guy had money, and, you know, both of them have money, you know. So the contractor was like his friend. And it's somebody he worked for, does a lot of roofs for, made him a lot of money. And, you know, they kind of drew me in. You know, and he's like, do you work for him? I was like, actually, I'm just his friend. He was like, you sure? Because he's asking you to do a speech at his wedding.
Yeah.
This guy works for me. You know? So who are you, you know? And I was like, tell you the truth, I'm really just his friend. I only have like a year. I'm like, what do you do for him? I was like, I don't know. He has a lawyer problem, you know, or needs to talk to English to somebody. He gives me a call.
Yep.
And he was like, you do that for him? I was like, yeah. And then the contractor looked at me a certain way that made me feel, you know what? I think I need to go help this guy do what it is he wants to do. Because, you know, you can tell he's ready to change. You know, he doesn't want to be a subcontractor. He wants to be a contractor. And he likes what I do for customers, which is why he's bothering me right now. You know, he likes the way the customers like me. If you went on Facebook at that time in 2020, and I'm sorry to keep you on the phone, but I if you look this up, or anybody who's on any of these recordings looks this up, it'll be fact later. We're really trying to do something, and someday somebody's going to want to verify this stuff. So they can go on Facebook, look on Buffalo Roofing. In 2020, during the pandemic, there was hailstorms in that year in Grand Island and all of Buffalo. We did about 100 roofs in Buffalo, in Grand Island. DGJ Brothers did about 50 or 60 of them all by themselves, I think, which is why they were so popular to me. I was always around them. There was just so many roofs got done by some of our subcontractors. Buffalo Roofing was just being revamped by the new owner, which is the only owner I ever met.
Yeah.
I was there for about 4 months. If you go on Facebook in that time, you'll notice that it would be like a review from me.
Yeah.
And then it'll be one other person in the company, and then it'll be me again, and then it'll be one other person. Now, these other persons are different people, not the same person getting review after review. It's just
yeah.
one person. So I had four reviews to every
everybody
one
loved
person
you.
In the company.
Yeah, they loved you.
Including the owner. And the owner
yeah.
had a lot of reviews.
Yeah.
So that's why the owner was like, hey, it's time to start paying you for reviews, dude. It's like, they gave me an idea. Why don't I just pay customers for their time to leave an honest review? Even if we
Because
we're definitely going to call you back and try to fix it. So
you're
also going to mention that. And that's something the customer is going to want to know. Mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Mistakes happen. Will they come back?
But the fact that you're going to make it right, that speaks volumes.
Will
so,
the roofer
so,
come back? He's not making money this time.
I want to let you know that while you were talking, I was sending messages to the Google Guarantee Department just to see if, you know, they thought that you would pass the background check, being that, you know, Segundo doesn't have the social, but you do. And I got some responses back that said, if license is not required, should be good to go because insurance in the name of the would be in the name of the business, not an individual.
Yes.
Right?
That's
so they're saying that they think that you guys would pass the background check. And then I even did a further search for the requirements in New York as a roofer. And it said that you wouldn't have the requirement for the license. So you would just have to show maybe a business registration or insurance. But
we
you
do
wouldn't
have a license,
though.
We pay
no, I know. But
license.
For it to be Google guaranteed, and I think a company like yours, you need to be Google guaranteed because if you search roofer in Buffalo, for example, there's a couple of companies at the top that have the green check mark next to their name. Those are the Google guaranteed companies, but DGI Brothers doesn't have that because you're not
DGI.
Google guaranteed. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. So
it
you,
sounds
DG,
like a, like
DG,
a, I tell a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm
I
sorry.
Too late to change the name.
DGJ, and I have my contacts, and they're a little fuzzy, so it did look like an I. I apologize.
Well, I get it all the time.
Yeah, but with that being said, you guys have the best of the best reputation. You have the strongest marketing sense. You are, you know, definitely a highly rated company. But on Google, you don't have that green check mark next to your name, and that's something I want to fix for you. So if you want to get that process started, once
let's,
you guys pass
the
background check.
I actually already had the yes from Alex.
Okay.
He wanted to upgrade Angie's. I told him, listen, if you leave that up to me, because he always does, how about you just give me the budget for it? And he told me, well, we're giving Angie's now about $375, $400.
Okay.
Somebody just called me. Like you guys, you got a hold of him somehow, because he usually doesn't talk to people. And you sent the Spanish guy to go talk to him in Spanish. And that's how you guys got us back in the fold, right? So that's what they did, Angie's. They figured we just sold one or two jobs because, you know, we actually could put that on there that we sold jobs. So they figured they want to do more ads for us. So, of course, you know, take more money. So he said, I'm willing to give them $1,000 this month to see how much more ads we get. But their ads kind of suck. I'm not going to lie. So I said,
well, that's the thing. That's the thing, Saul. Is they're selling them to
do with you guys and then take the $250 for the guarantee.
Okay, but I want to tell you before I charge the $250 because I'm going to create an appointment for them to call you later to go through the application. I'm going to send you the application now so you can start filling it out. But before I do that, I want to let you know that once you're approved, in order to activate the budget, your leads would be $44 each. You're only charged if it's a valid lead. Our department monitors it. So if you get a call from someone that's 150 miles away or someone that's looking for a job and it's not a lead, you're not charged for those. So you're only charged if it's an actual lead. And then the budget to get it started would be 13 leads within the month. So it would equal $574. But that would be 4 to 8 weeks out whenever the background check is approved, okay?
Okay.
Then that $574 works like an escrow account. So let's say there's a month that in between everything you're doing with the Google ads, the local Google listing, your Angie leads, all your marketing, let's say there's a month that you only take on 5 Google guaranteed leads and you didn't take on 13, right? So the next month, you don't pay $574. You just pay for the five leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So whatever 5 times 44 would be, right? So if you're okay with the pricing and all that, then I will definitely charge the application fee now. And then I will send you the application and we'll create the appointment for them to call you to get that started. Does that sound
okay?
Good to you?
Are they going
to
need the 574 before I get approved?
No, they're only going to call you once you're approved. They're going to call you and they're going to say, okay, good news, Saul, you guys were approved. So now we want to, you know, process that activation budget, which is $574, but that's 4 to 8 weeks out.
Okay.
And the day they do that is the day they're going to start the leads rolling. I mean, they can, once you're approved, they can turn it on right away once you pay that budget, which is great because there would be no waiting period after you're approved, you know?
So I get a budget. So like last month it was like $1,500. This month it's $2,000. Next month he might just let me spend $3,000. You know, I sometimes throw $100 or $200 in there too. He spends more money on other things. But like with you guys right now,
yes,
I have a certain budget. You and Roof Reach. I'm on charge.
Okay.
I'm doing that separately from, like, we use his card for Angie Leads, Home Advisor, Networks, a couple of other things. Like things I told him that we need to still pay for that stuff.
Right.
You know, so just don't change that. You already know that comes out of your cards. I said, I want a card to play with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I might run into a bad actor. You know,
right.
And you know, he'll deplete an account. So it can't be something that's tied into his main bank account. So I might need something that you give an allowance to. So the
right.
allowance keeps going up and up. And partly it's because you guys are reaching out directly to him and he sees how it works. He sees what I'm doing. So
yeah.
He's like, oh, this is what he's doing. I like that. You know, how about I call him up and tell him to say yes to that when they call him? You know,
right.
You know, instead of making me have a think of the decision on my own, asking him about it, this is him coming right to me and saying, hey, these guys just called me. Did you really sell a couple of roofs? Because he doesn't know who I sell them to sometimes.
Right.
He doesn't know if it's Google. He doesn't know if it's Angie's. His job is to get the teams there and get them running. And he
yep.
works. He does the job, too. So that's why it's working. I do all this other stuff, and he makes sure we have employees and that they're ready to work and that they get the job done on time. I don't have to worry
so
about that.
So I just want to make sure that I'm clear. Are you saying that if you did the Google guaranteed, you know, he's okay with the $250 now because that fits into your budget. But for the $574, you'd have to get him to increase the budget because you have only a certain cap that you have to spread between
us. So this is the way it works.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do the Google guarantee. We do everything for 1 month.
Okay.
So right now in 4 weeks, we'll be approved. We'll do the Google guarantee. You guys will get maybe $1,000 to do your Google guarantee stuff. Roof Reach is the ad campaign thing.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work how we need it to work, it won't be here next week or next month.
Okay. So I have your authorization.
Yes, you do have the authorization.
To charge the application fee on the same card, right?
Yes, plus you're doing
okay.
the 500, right?
No, we're just doing the 250 now. We'll do the 574.
I'm talking about
yeah, the 449, that one already went through. So you're good there.
Okay, yeah.
But this application fee would be another 250 on top of that. You're
all right,
okay
now,
with that,
can
right?
we get a break on the application fee? I have to ask.
There isn't a break on the application fee. That's required on all of the Google guarantee because if we have to pay those third-party companies to go through the application and make sure it's, you know what I mean? So there isn't a break on that. Yeah, but it is so affordable once the leads start running because they're only $44 each, especially for a roofer in Buffalo. You know what I mean? So that's a really good rate for the lead. So, but you're okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to charge it now, and then what I'm going to do is I think I already sent you the application. I'm going to verify your email and make sure that you have access to that email, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions just so that I can set up the appointment for later today. It's called an onboarding appointment where they'll call you and make sure that you have all your ducks in a row for the application fee, or for the application process, I should say. So let me just...
So you said something about us being verified. You're saying the verification I did yesterday went through?
No, the video verification, once that's done, Google, you know, reviews it, and sometimes it takes up to 7 to 10 days. So that will be in contact with you if there's anything needed of you. But for right now, that's all that's needed. You're good there. And your Google listing is verified and it's published. So in the meantime, people can still find you on Google. It's just that once it gets approved, then we can go in there and make edits and do some optimization and get you better placement. Okay. Now, for the email that I sent that to, for the application, it was dgjbrothers@gmail.com. You have access to that email, right, Saul?
Yep.
Okay, good. So that's where I sent the application. So you can start working on that. And then let me ask you a couple of questions, and then you'll be good to go. I'll make the appointment for later. So it's going to say Saul is doing it. Segundo is the name on the card. And you're both authorized on the billing, right? Okay.
That's correct.
And then, so when they call later for the when they call you later for the process, I don't want them to get, you know, a mailbox that's full or whatever, but is this going to be the best number, the 716?
The number they should call is my number, 716-444-7036.
7036. Okay, perfect. And then your Google guaranteed category is roofing. And
when we started out, I also got him a phone number, which was one of my own personal phones. I went and bought myself another phone.
Oh, is that the one that's on the Google listing right now?
Yes, it's actually 444 iFix, but we never use that iFix. We just put 4349.
Don't worry,
you know,
because
really
we have a call tracking number we're going to be enabling for you so that we can monitor the leads. So, you know, we'll probably just forward it, those call tracking to your number since you're in charge of it.
Okay.
And then let's just see here. It's saying cost per lead, 44. Do you have an existing Google guaranteed ad? No. Hours of
what?
Operation? What's your hours of operation?
Nine to five.
Monday through Friday or 7 days a week?
9 to 5, but we take calls all day.
Okay. But
so just we're working 9 to 5. But you know,
this is just a preliminary to send for the onboarding. So if anything changes, you can let them know. And then it says here, if you have a CID, are you willing to share access with us? You would do that, but I don't think you have a CID, which is an existing Google guaranteed account.
Oh, hold on.
Does the client have 5 existing Google reviews? I'm going to put no, has 2, but I'm going to send you, as soon as we hang up, I'm going to send you the review generator email so you can start working on getting a couple more. Sending mailer, reviews mailer. And then the next question is, is client willing to sign up for the Google business page? You're already a client there, so I'll put yes. Is client really to provide items? Okay, so it says, are you willing to provide the following items for the background check for the third-party provider? So if needed, your social security license number, the business EIN number, anything like that, you'd be okay with submitting it for the third-party company, right? Okay, and then it says you understand it's going to be a third party, such as Pinkerton or Evergreen ID. I already explained that. And then if the license is not required, okay, or the tax identification number, I'll put no requirements. You have insurance, right?
Of course.
The client, do they understand their ad? Okay.
Workers' comp.
Okay. So I think that I'm good for that. So let me just open up their calendar, and we'll plug it in a time slot for later today, and then you'll be good to go. And in the meantime, you can look at that application and start getting that going. I'm so excited for you. You guys are the ones that need that green check mark next to your name. So this is so exciting. I sent you an overview of it in an email too. So you'll see what, you know, some examples of the companies that have it, what they look like. And then, for the calendar, let's just double check.
So I know I had you on the phone. I'm not going to lie. I'm missing a lot, but I feel like this phone call is really important. So
yes.
As much as I like the Surefire's tactics of trying to sell a roof, but I didn't like it. There were some things that they showed me.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when I told Grant Rep about it, tell you the truth, you know what Grant Rep told me? They're lying to you. When meanwhile, Surefire told me that they're lying to me. When Surefire told me they were lying to me, and they try to see you guys were too. I try to explain to them. I just started using you guys, and that you guys aren't actually in charge of the website. You're just doing some other stuff.
Right.
Around with on Facebook, you know, and our Yelp, and, you know, it might help with the website, but they're not actually messing with the website. They don't have nothing to do with the website.
You already canceled Brand Rep, right?
He finally slowed down with that. I'm sorry. But he did show
me some
stuff.
Table that for a second because I want to ask you a question and then we can go back to, you know, your concern. And I'm going to put this all in the notes. So if there's anything that's concerning that Surefire told you, I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check and make sure that if there's any glitches that they'll get fixed.
Okay.
But what I want to know is, because on the Google Business page, when you just did the video verification, we actually, once Google approves it, we're going to be the ones optimizing it so that you're in a spotlight position, you know, on the first page of search results. If there's other companies also on there, so let's say Local Splash is a manager, Brand Rep is a manager, Surefire is a manager, and you have four different companies working or three different companies working on the same Google Business profile, that will hurt your ranking. Because it could be that there's a Mickey Mouse company that doesn't know what they're doing, that does an update that's not in line with the Google algorithm, and then the real legitimate company that is in line with the Google algorithms doesn't see that they made an update, and all of a sudden your rankings hurt. So sometimes people think, oh, if I work with three companies, I'll get triple the results, but that's not the case. It's better to work with one company on the local Google Business profile. So if you've discontinued working with Brand Rep, I can let our verification department know to remove them as a manager so that they're not on there. But, you know, if you're still working with them, then obviously we don't want to
remove them. Well, we're paid up with them. You know, the difference, you understand, right? We
paid up
with
them.
And, maybe it's about to start again. It's actually supposed to restart in June. But I'm assuming that they did what they always do, which is, charge us early. Last year they screwed something up and gave us a credit of 6 months. So we're supposed to restart where the year starts, which would have been in June. But I just called them and they just charged us in February like they do.
Okay.
So now we're stuck with them again.
Okay,
so
you're stuck with them again.
We want to make sure that we got the rights to the website, that we're going to be able to keep everything. We're playing nice. So far we've got you guys kind of butting in there. You know, unfortunately, we used you guys for that. I'm sorry. But you guys did offer to take over the website, to even give us a website for free and all that. So we're putting that on hold right now until we figure out what we're doing with Brand Rep. We do like the better website that they did, which is one of the reasons why we were going to fire them in the first place. The website does look nice, but they didn't call us when they remade it, which is why they don't have tigers, which is why they don't have one of the new logos on there. The lead generation form is in the wrong spot.
Is
Kirk's
it
is still in the bottom,
DJ Brothers Contracting.com?
Because
that one's not up right now. I don't know if they're
which
doing
one?
Some up. I just put it in to see what it would look like, and it came up as, let's see if it's doing it again. It came up as the site wasn't found, but let me check it again.
Wait, which site are you talking about?
DGJBrothersContracting.com. It didn't come up. So that's what I'm just double checking.
Oh,
if it's the site that they're supposed to be promoting for you. So tell me if you can pull it up on your end, because on my end, it's not pulling up. Let me see here, because I'll check. I'm going to check the link for your Facebook, too, and see if I could get it to open. It's... It's not opening here. Okay, so if you ever are not satisfied with that site that they're building you, then you're
right.
They
already built it. No, they already built it. It's been up. I don't know why it's not coming up now.
It could be that they're doing some edits to it or something and it's down, but if you see...
I think they just realized that they lied to me. I told them, why does this say 505 Abbott Road on the... If it's not true, because I was some... I still got a Google business page that says 505 Abbott Road. You tell me it's verified, but I'm on Google right now where it's telling me I need to verify. Right now,
I got
looking
it.
At it. He's like, no.
I got it to open.
The site
I got it to
you
open.
Is verified. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of like...
So is this 716-444-4349? That's the added number you purchased for the business, right?
I'm staying here that part. What'd you say?
The phone number on the website, 716-444-4349, that's the one you purchased for the business?
4349, that's the one I gave him a long time ago. I said, let's use this number because I don't use it.
And you still get the client calls on that, right? If someone calls off of that, you'd still get it. Okay,
yeah,
good.
I've been better with that phone. At first, I was very loose with that. I figured if they didn't get to my sales line, I had a busy life. I still had to work. I wasn't working for him. I was just helping at first. This year, last year, in April, he came up to me and said, hey, I know we, you know, it's kind of like a hobby. I'm your hobby right now. You know, you look out for me and stuff. He goes, but can we do it for real now? Like, not just playing around with it anymore? No,
yeah.
But you mean, like, you want to have a van with, like, name on it and everything? And he's like, is that what it's going to take? I said, that's what it's going to take if you want me to drive around.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to drive around, and I'm not doing it in my Mustang. At the time, I gave up. You know, I'm like, let me just work on building a business and what it's going to take. Let me get a regular job. You know, I went back to regular life, you know.
Yeah.
He's trying to pull me from it every day. And he just came to my house one day and said, hey, how do we, you know, and he came in this white van, two vans. I'm like, why'd you come in two vans? He goes, because I'm leaving one here with you.
I see.
Like, oh, all right. Well, you do know that at some point we're going to have to put some colors on it, right? You're not going to see this van come to one of your jobs.
Right.
You know, because it's not allowed at your jobs. It'll only be allowed at the ones you sell.
And right.
If you give me this van, you lost the van. It's not part of your team anymore.
Yeah,
and he understood
exactly.
It was a big decision to get rid of one of his vans. That's one crew less that he could
run.
Because each van gets a crew, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a big decision. We're just two guys trying to do something different. So you guys are going to take over. You're going to still do the Google ads until I get approved for Google Guarantee.
Of course. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that when we run the Google Guaranteed and we put a website on there that it's valid, and it is valid. It did come up. It momentarily said site could not be found, but when I typed it in, and I went in through the Google page and through the Facebook, I got it to load. So that's good. I don't know if they had just completed an update, but it's actually working now. So that's good. And then my last question to you, and then I'll let you go because I know you're probably busy, is that I have an appointment that I can plug you in at 1 o'clock Eastern, or if you want to do it later, I can do it as late as 6 o'clock this evening. So what are you thinking?
Can you do it at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I have a 5 o'clock open from 5 to 5:30. Would that work?
That works.
Okay,
so in front of a computer?
No, you just have to, you might want to be in front of it if you're going to go through the application that you filled out because that's on the computer. But if you fill it out, they'll get it, they'll get the responses that you put in, and then they can kind of go over it with you verbally if you're not in front of a computer, okay?
All right.
Okay, so now let me just...
Papers I'll have on me, but a computer I may not have.
Okay. Well, then you could probably take a picture and just send it over to them. You know what I mean? So you'll be good there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you also a calendar invite. So at 4 o'clock, you'll get a little reminder, you know, hey, this appointment's coming up, you know, in an hour, just so that you get that reminder to be ready for that 5 to 5:30 appointment, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all good to go. So I'm so glad that we talked, and thank you for explaining everything. I'm going to, you know, make sure that they have really good notes. And if there's anything else needed for the application, they will cover that with you when they call you at 5 o'clock, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, I enjoyed talking to you.
By
so
the way,
have a
with
great
the payments,
day.
If there's any way you guys should send reminders on payments. So we try not to be late with you guys, make sure the budget's
I
there.
Can. I can set up a Google, like, calendar reminder. Maybe your billing's on the 19th of each month, but I could send it maybe, like, on the 15th of each month, just saying, hey, Saul, reminder, Local Splash will bill on the 19th, just so
okay,
that
I
you,
think,
you know,
yeah,
you're
already
aware of
that,
it.
But just in case, I'm asking anyway.
I'll
then
do
you
it.
You didn't actually write down some of the issues. So 505 Abbott Road, whatever Google profile page that is, it needs to go away.